This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. And if you ever want to find us, you can go to GCNLive.com. GCN as in Genesis Communications Network, GCNLive.com. And we are known as USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting third time with Phil Hudok. Hudok.info, Hudok.info. Welcome, Phil.
Good morning, Vince. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's delightful broadcasting with you, Phil. I wanted to share a quick story because we're talking about independence from lots of government help. And that's what we'll be doing today. And so I was thinking about, before the broadcast, I was thinking while I was sleeping last night about the complexity of life. And what this is all caused by the government, several government corporations, the U.S. government corporation, feds, and then the counties, and then the cities, and the states. And you put all that together, and here's what you have. So I wanted to buy 4 garden hoses, commercial garden hoses, and they were on sale on the Internet for $26.99, 50-foot, rubber, heavy-duty, wide temperature range, so if I wanted to put out a fire here at the farm, I could use them. If I wanted to water livestock, I could use it for that. So they don't freeze until really, really cold temperatures, and they can take 165 in the heat. So they're not these cheap hoses. Well, $35.99. Well, that would be at the regular price. Sears would sell them at $26.99, so I decided to buy 4, but Sears doesn't have them. So I decided to price match and see if I could get a price match down to $26.99. I found them at Ace Hardware. They have them. They said, no, we're not going to do 20% off, but what we will do is, we won't sell them for $26.99. We will sell them for 20% off, which is $28.79. I said, okay, great, I'd like to buy 4. And I said, but I'm tax exempt because it's for the farm. Because I didn't want to spend another $2.30 a piece to pay the state government tax for each one of these hoses. Because that times 4, it's almost $10. I mean, really, for the privilege of buying hoses for the farm, I wouldn't do it. Which meant that I had to fill out a state tax exemption form and declare why these are tax exempt. So I had to, have a copy of it. Which meant I have to have a file folder here at the farm, and I had to have a filing cabinet, and I filled it out and I made a copy, which meant I needed a photocopier. Okay, so this is so I can be tax exempt. Now, then when I brought it to Ace Hardware, they had to file it, right? And they had to maintain because they're going to get challenged on why did our farm not pay tax on these 4 hoses, right? So I have to do all these things, which means I needed a filing folder, a filing cabinet, a copier, and then I need a computer to prepare all the stuff for the annual state, county, and federal taxes. And I have to keep these things for years. So I need actually a room in our farmhouse just to keep up with this nonsense that I would not have to keep up with if it weren't for those guys trying to steal from me and requiring me to maintain records on all the things that I purchased for the farm.
Exactly. And, you know, that complicated system actually aids and abets their conditioning of people to be compliant. And it's our compliance that aids and abets government tyranny. So, you know, look at what happened in Poland when the Polish people, there was a movement there for freedom, and I think it was led by a man named Lech Wałęsa, if I said that right.
But,
you know, that brought down a tyrannical government simply because the people said, no, we're not doing this. This is ridiculous. We shouldn't have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
exactly. And it's even worse than that in the United States because I've taught some seminars on in person on and on the air about learning how to start your own business and avoid paying taxes the way Donald Trump and others do, because the laws are written for those who have businesses and property. If you don't have a business and you don't have property, you're paying more taxes than you should. Okay? So I've been teaching this class, but hardly anybody, if anybody, has really wanted to take the time and effort to learn how to do this. And it really works. You can give yourself a 35% raise, like right now, if you start a business. And that 8% that I saved on sales tax, that's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the tip. So immediately, I got an 8% discount over what, you know, the GDP would pay for the same houses.
Right. All right. Well, freedom isn't free. It requires effort.
Right.
And if you're compliant, you're just aiding and abetting the system. And I refuse to do that.
Me too. And here's what people do who are compliant. And I've asked people across the country, in person and on the radio, so do you do your own taxes? No. Okay, why? Oh, geez. It's always the same answer. Too complicated. Too complicated. Too many rules. Too hard to figure out. Oh, man, I can't do that. Too hard. So what do you do? Well, I hire somebody. Who do you hire? Well, it was this guy. This guy knows everything. He knows ins and outs. He used to work for the IRS or he's a CPA. He knows all the deductions. He knows how to do it. So people will pay those guys. One guy paid up to $9,000 in one of my little seminars for filling out his taxes for his company. $9,000. So you have to pay a guy $9,000 to tell you how much you need to write a check for to the government corporations? I mean, that was the highest anybody ever paid. You know, most people pay, you know, a couple hundred bucks. But I'm not going to pay a couple hundred bucks. I'm going to read their rules, and I'm going to take advantage of their rules. But what I'm saying is, you wouldn't even have to do that if you follow hudoc.info and just say, you know what, that's what, I'm not doing it. Is that right?
That is absolutely correct. That's right. And biblically speaking, there are two kinds of sin. There's the sin of commission and the sin of omission. And in the book of James, it says, to those who know to do right and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So for me to help a government continue to be tyrannical and lawless, I can't do that. I can't do that.
Not only that, Phil Hudock, but I was talking to someone who wanted to give a rifle to a family member. Give. And the family member did not live in the same state. So they asked me, you know, how's this go? So I said, well, I know what they're going to say. They're going to say, if you call them up, they're going to say, well, you have to go to a federal firearms license dealer. You'll have to have the giving person bring that rifle to the federal firearms dealer. That person will pack it up and ship it. Charge you for packing and shipping and a fee for handling it, and they'll send it to another federal firearms guy in your state, and then you'll go pick it up, and that guy, the receiving FFL dealer, will charge you for handling it too. So it's probably going to be $35 plus $35 for handling each end plus, you know, shipping. Let's say it's $25 more, so you're looking at about $100. Whereas if you didn't have to do this, you could just say, you know, if you guys were face-to-face, you could say, here it is. That, you know, I'm glad to give this to you. But no. It's too complicated. And that's the kind of stuff we're going through. But if you do the research, it'll say, no, I just give it to them. Another one will say, another part on the Internet will say, you have to go through an FFL. Or you can't figure it out. So what do? You call the police. And you call three or four of those guys. And you get three or four different answers. So now it means, so let's say you're driving along with this thing. You say, well, I'll just, you know, I'll go visit my relative. I'll just pick it up. You know, next time I see him, you know, next time I'm over there in Kansas, I'll just pick it up and drive it back. And then you get stopped by the police. They go, what are you doing? This is registered to somebody else. Yeah, but they gave it to me. Oh, no, you can't do that. So you don't know, because the rules are impossible to figure out.
Right.
Even if you want to comply.
George Washington warned us the government was like fire. So, you know, they operate out of force, and it's always for their benefit, which is money and power. So, you know, when you see a church that is prohibited from the government to feed needy people on the street, is the government doing good? I don't think so. Right?
Well, Dr. Norm Shealy has said publicly on the air right here on USA Prepares, he can't think of anything, I'm paraphrasing, that they get right. Nothing. Nothing. I'm talking about the government corporation. Alan in Indiana, welcome. You're on with Phil Hudock.
Yes. Phil, you're having problems with the notice award at the recording office?
Federal court refused to file. They broke the law. So we basically told them that they broke the law, and we published it. And there will be an article in the local paper, and I'm sure that will be part of the article, is how the court refused to follow their own guidelines.
The recording office here in Indiana, I had some stuff recorded, and I basically put notice on the top of the paperwork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to record public notices. And a friend of mine was at the courthouse about a month ago, and I stopped to see what he was doing, and he says, they won't record my paperwork. And I says, well, let me see it. And I wrote notice on the top of it. I walked in, and they recorded it. And he was in there 20 minutes before.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman sort of grunted and went and sat at the desk and talked to her associate. And then she says, yeah, $25, we'll record it. And so I gave her the $25, did the paperwork, and I turned around. And she must have pressed the buzzer because there was a cop standing at the door.
Yeah, everything's hit and miss. You never know how you're going to be treated because you don't really get due process. That's the problem. There is no honesty.
If you want, I could record it at my recorder's office, and it's good all over the United States. And I'll send you a copy of it recorded.
That may be a possibility. It does state in the Arbitration Act that it is to be recorded in your local, you know, in your area. But that's an option that I will consider then. I appreciate that.
If Vince wants to take my phone number, I've got your phone number. I could give you a call later.
That'll work. As a matter of fact, it'd be better. Well, yeah, give me a call.
Yeah, go directly through Phil Hudock, Alan. It's not that I don't want to. I'd be delighted to, but I think you don't need a middleman. You go right to Phil Hudock.
Right.
Alan, did you want to stay with us through the break and share anything else with him? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, it sounds like Alan is not going to take it lying down either. Alan's not going to back down. At least that's what I'm hearing. Phil Hudock's with us. Hudock.info. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bill Hudock's with us. Hudok, H-U-D-O-K dot I-N-F-O. Alan is with us in Indiana via telephone. Alan?
Yes. I was wondering,
something else
Phil,
you want to share?
Yes, Phil. On Social Security disability, a friend of mine is on that. Would he lose that if he opted in?
No, if you look at the settlement that we are taking for forcing enforcement, that is something that, again, they took from you. It's not an entitlement. It's not out of the goodness of their heart that they're giving that to you. So we demand that that not be affected, plus government pensions, Medicare, things like that, that they have taken your sweat and your money to give you that promise. We demand that that be kept.
Yes. And then also on the abstraction award, that you get a passport and you also get plates for your car?
Well, not a passport. What you get is documentation that you have immunity and that you are free to travel much as a diplomat, okay? But you will it doesn't include a passport. It does include land patent to your property through the Land Patent Office. But go ahead.
If I wanted to get a passport to travel overseas, is that possible?
Oh, for sure. See, one thing that a lot of people don't understand is that by opting in, they opt into the contract, which was established through the award. Now, what things in that contract that they want to impose or to affect, they can. For instance, let's say someone is a truck driver, a professional truck driver, and they're going to use, you know, the King's Highways to travel. Well, they can still get their CDL, and when they're driving, they're still going to follow the rules involved in commercial travel. However, when their job is done, when they're not truck driving, you know, they don't have to pay income tax. You know, they you can decide exactly what it is. It's not all or nothing, you know, and you can present counter offers to their contracts. Let's say you're a doctor and you still want to take Medicare. Well, then, you know, you either determine what it is that you will have to be compliant in order to get the Medicare payments, or you present a counter offer and say, you know, I will do this. And people don't understand that we think it's just however the government dictates. No, you can, you know, you're a person who is able to contract. You can contract the way you want to contract. That's what we're opening up to people. Do you want to be, you know, contracting through the Constitution and all the things that are, you know, the voided Constitution, I should say, or what it is that they say they're using for authority, but it's not, you know, everything or nothing. You can go that route where you have the choice. That's what it is. It's free will choice. What do you want to choose to do?
And then I noticed in the bottom of the abstract award, if you commit federal crimes, they will deport you.
Yes, but that's very very limited. It has to be done in the U.S. Supreme Court, and you have to do something which would have been in which you would have got the death penalty. In other words, it has to be a very, very serious crime. So,
right.
You know, when the country was established, what was, you know, what could get you the death penalty? Well, that's the only thing. And then the only thing they can do is to have you leave the country. But
right.
That's the same as a diplomat. That's how diplomatic immunity works. They can be told to leave.
Vince was talking about ownership of firearms. If I bought a new firearm at a gun shop or from a manufacturer, do I have to go through all the background checks and all this stuff?
You know, that would really depend on the manufacturer or, you know, the gun shop, wherever you go. You know, you can't. They're going to have their policies, but I'm sure right. You will be able to have guns and get them the way you want them, correct?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
I've got a question, a follow-up question. Alan, would you like to stay through the bottom of the hour? Because I've got some questions about guns. It's important to all of us in class today. Okay.
Yeah.
Till Hudock's with us. Hudock.info. Class, you can go to the website and read about what we're talking about in detail. We'll be right back.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House wrapping up the public hearings on the impeachment inquiry into President Trump for now, with no further hearings on the schedule, though House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not ruled out the possibility of more closed-door depositions and perhaps even more public hearings after that.
President Trump calling the revelation that an FBI official is being investigated for changing records just the beginning. The president saying on Fox and Friends this morning that by the time it's over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. There are reports that the Justice Department's investigation discovered that someone changed records related to the surveillance of the Trump campaign. Stocks higher this morning so far after the president says a new deal trade-wise with China seems to be close. And this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to DC for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Hudock's with us. Alan in Indiana's with us. And we're talking about guns for a couple moments. And in most states, it's legal to buy a gun privately. So, for example, if the buyer and the seller are in the same state, you can, in many, many states, you can transact with the buyer if you're the seller or vice versa, and you can agree for some sum or even a gift of a rifle or a pistol or a shotgun. You can say, well, it's kind of like a refrigerator or a used refrigerator at a garage sale or yard sale or a used toolbox or used TV. It's personal property and no fees, no filing. no documents in most states. So I think what we're talking about is that would be very easy to accomplish either in the present system or under the New Deal, as Phil Hudock is discussing. Isn't that what you're talking about, Phil? A New Deal? Just like Franklin Delano Roosevelt was proposing a New Deal with the people?
This is negating a broken deal. Yes, and we offered a New Deal, a new contract, with a new standing under a new law form, and it was accepted by the government. So that's, you know, I want to explain that. And first of all, if I use the word person, that's just through conditioning. I'm talking about a man or a woman, because the legal, you know, the definition of a person is not what most people think it is. Okay, just like I don't like to use the term kids, because those are baby goats. I prefer to use children, you know, but I sometimes slip up. You know, we've been in this sea of conditioning for a long, long time. But if a person, or a man or woman, I should say, decides to opt in, they join our upcoming settlement. Now, they can actually take the validated contract and obtain their own settlement of enforcement. You follow me? They don't have to do exactly what we're doing, but they would have to do some work in order to get a settlement. But, you know, the contract has been validated, so anyone can use it. You know, it's out there for anyone. And then what you decide to the government cannot interface with you as our contract is written and the enforcement will entail. They cannot interface with you. So, you know, when people say, well, what if I do this? Can the government? No, the government can't do anything. You are like a diplomat. They can't. However, if you want to contract in some way, that's up to you. This brings in free will. And people need to understand that with freedom comes responsibility. So, you know, this is not for someone who wants to be cradle to grave and not make any intelligent decisions and do what they're told.
Phil, let me ask you this. So as our property, for example, we have 1 mile of road frontage. And let's say we decide to opt in. Now, that means we're not going to be paying taxes. We're not going to be paying personal property taxes, real estate taxes, federal taxes, no taxes. And the government comes by with the road grader to smooth out the road. Now, they just may lift up that road grader and not do the part in front of our house, right?
I would say that would be their decision. Yes, because you have not contracted with them to do your road now.
Right. And I just want to make
you could
that
go
clear.
To the, you could go to the local DMV and you or whatever you call it, Department of Highways, and just say, you know, I will make a little contract with you and I will help you out if you help me out. That's the way things should work. It should be mutually beneficial.
It used to be like that.
Yeah, and be determined to be an acceptable contract both ways. We just don't have an acceptable contract anymore with the federal government or any government for that matter. And how could we when they're corporations? That's the root problem.
And in that situation, class, I believe the county government would take care of the road anyway, because there are people on both sides of us that would want to use the road, and if they didn't maintain it, the people on either side of us wouldn't be able to get through. So they probably maintain it anyway. So I'm just saying that there are things to think about, and then think it through a little bit more, and you might find out, well, that's really not a concern anyway. As I said, they'll probably take care of the road anyway. I mean, they might want to spite Vincent Finelli and family, you know, initially, but then the uproar would be so great. Hey, you know, we use that road too, coming from our neighbors, and they'd probably back down. Alan, your thoughts?
Yes. I had another question. I am a man born on this land, America. Would I have a right to hunt for food?
Absolutely. You're an American still. You're not rescinding the fact that you are an American. Of course, you could always hunt on your own property, but if you're hunting on some other land, you know, you would want to get permission from the landowner. And if it's state land, again, you may want to work out, make a counteroffer with the state and say, I would like to hunt on your land. How could we do that since it's their land? It is.
Right.
Right. Although we do pay taxes on it, so they certainly should accommodate you in some way. But then you wouldn't be paying taxes. Let's get back to that. Unless you want to. If you want to pay tax, go ahead. You can do that.
All right. Would I still have a right to sue another man or woman in a court?
This has nothing to do with anything private. This is only to do with government interactions. That's it. It has nothing to do with if someone's suing you privately, they can sue you. You can sue them. The private interaction between people and businesses, whatever, that's not affected by Treaty of Peace 2020.
Okay.
And what about the public training camp for our young, the ones that would traditionally go to K through 12 grades?
Well, first of all, unless you have a very unique situation like my wife and I had, we were homeschooling through the government. You should take your children out of schools. If you don't have to pay income tax and sales tax, you should have the money now that you were spending in that regard to homeschool or to private school your children.
In the state of Missouri, it takes about $10,000 per head for 1 year of education. That would be the average between kindergarten and 12th grade, $10,000 a year in our county here in Missouri. And we're not special. So some counties are a little higher, some are a little lower, but it's about $10,000. So if you think it's going to be $3,000, it's not. If you think it's going to be $8,000, it's not. It's going to be about $10,000. So it's an enormous amount of money, enormous. And there's not much positive outcome as a result of that $10,000 expenditure. And as Phil Hudock said, I'll say it a little bit differently. If you love your children, take them out of the public training camp. Because they may end up being predisposed to things that you and exposed to things that you do not want them to be exposed to, like homosexuality and transgender and all of this other perversion. And that's in the public training camp right here, right now. Alan?
Yeah, they can't even sign their name. They have to make a mark.
Well, you're talking about cursive writing?
Yeah, they're not teaching that anymore.
Right. Right.
Yeah, at the school where my wife and I taught, the county, in this county, they weren't teaching cursive writing, but we did. That was the neat thing about in this little mountain school. We were pretty much isolated from the Board of Education with only 40, when I was there, 43 students. So we ran the school the way it should be run. and I taught, like I say, I actually taught creationism in biology. If you think about it, the high school textbooks take one-third of every chapter, whether it be reptiles, fish, amphibians, birds, mammals. They take one-third of every chapter, and they dedicate it to the evolution of fish, the evolution of birds. That actually has, even if it were absolutely rock-solid true, what good is it? You need to know the form and the function. You don't need to know what turned into what and how. That's ridiculous. So I told them, you can read it there. Here's what it actually is, what evolution says, but here's what I believe, and we're just going to look at the form and function because that's a waste.
Yeah, they're also teaching the Muslim religion in public schools, and you bring a Bible there and they'll kick you out.
That is correct. A lot of people don't know that H.G. Wells was a Fabian socialist. He was a social engineer, and he said that the teaching of biology was the way to kill Christianity. He co-authored a biology textbook with Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, the guy who wrote Brave New World. And that's, H.G. Wells. You want to learn a lot of things? Read H.G. Wells.
I'll give you a call then, Phil. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Alan, thank you so much. That's a great call. I'm glad Alan was with us. Okay, so Phil, what are the downsides? I'm sure some people are very concerned about what could go wrong. Will they be arrested if they're traveling down the highways and byways for pleasure, not trying to earn a living with their vehicles? Just traveling to pick up some food at the local supermarket where they won't pay sales tax anymore. What are the downsides, if any?
Well, if they personally are driving with a state permission piece called a driver's license, which they aren't even really drivers, but because that's a commercial term. But, you know, I would keep that until you get your documentation that you are free to travel. You know, a diplomat has to do the exact same thing that you will have to do if you're stopped and they want to see your papers, please. You know, I wouldn't run from them. You know, don't give them an opportunity to do something nefarious. You know, be polite, but be firm. You know, exercise your God-given rights or God-given blessings, and stand up, be counted. It's like the school system. It'll never be corrected from inside. Don't wait for it. It's not going to happen. So, you know, be a whistleblower. These 1,500 people now that we have that have opted in, they're whistleblowers. They are not just doing right for themselves, but they're doing right for actually the greater good. You hear about the establishment talking about the greater good and why we should all be vaccinated for the greater good, and it's all based on lies. You know, the herd immunity, that's a lie. So, stand up.
Yeah, and if you listen to Dr. Norman Shealy, he'll tell you that the vaccinations are really dangerous, really dangerous. And it's so dangerous that they are destroying our immune system and have destroyed our immune system. So now we are susceptible to, you know, eating a candy bar that has ingredients that used to be okay for us to eat, you know, like sesame seeds.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The President has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Phil Hudok is with us. Hudok.info. Hudok.info. Phil, I've done a little bit of research to find out how much the average person, the average taxpayer pays in a lifetime. Now, class, would you sign up, you know, let's say you are my age or Phil's age, you know, around high 60s in terms of years on the planet, and you could sign up to pay about $355,000 in your lifetime, would you do it? How about if you are brand new and your income would be a little higher because salaries are a little higher now, inflation is roaring, and you would get to pay about $1.4 million in your lifetime if you started today? Would you do it? I wouldn't. I absolutely would not do it. So, Phil, we're talking about those numbers, aren't we? And we're talking about not paying those numbers, aren't we?
Absolutely. There's such a thing as monetary slavery. And I want to address those that are apprehensive about opting in. They need to realize that by government laws, policy, and recent precedent, the people who opt in are operating 100% legally. So, you know, there are those who are either jealous or government agent provocateurs who are trying to scare people. And I hate to see that. So, you know, do your homework. Don't trust me. I'm as open and transparent as I can possibly be. There's nothing hidden here. You know, there's no monetary reward for me for people to opt in, and there's really no risk for them. They can't lose money or anything else. So I just don't understand.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was one of my questions. Is there anything in terms of a monetary reward of any kind for Phil Hudok? And you just said no. Paul in Kentucky, welcome. You're on with Phil Hudok.
Hey, Phil. People keep asking about their Social Security benefits and whatnot. But in your documents, if I'm not mistaken, you mentioned that we should be getting our KESCA QV trusts. So am I correct that
there should actually be a payment coming to people?
That's a big question, Mark. We know that the trust exists. We don't know because they won't tell us what's in those trusts. But this contract forces the government to give you an accounting of that SESCV trust. So that's a big question, Mark. Could it be a lot? A lot of people say it could be. But there's no guarantee. So I can't guarantee anything on that except that there has to be a full accounting, and anything held in our names must be given to us. But the Social Security, I understand that that's a different, you know, you're talking about two different things and two different parts of the contract.
I was just kind of thinking that if we do get paid our SESCV trust, then who cares about, you know, the measly bit that we get for Social Security? It's kind of what I was thinking.
That's very possible. Very, very possible. And a lot of people for a long time have been trying to get an accounting, just like Ron Paul has been trying to audit the Federal Reserve. And how many years did he try? 20-some years entering bills into Congress? They wouldn't do it. But we have an order which is cannot be reviewed. It's done. It's just the enforcement now. And that's the great part. For me, the pressure's off, except that I really do want to get as many people up to speed on what it is and have them understand that this option is there. So that's what motivates me right now. But as far as any anxiety in what we did, like over the past 5 years, that's over. It's done. You know, we have it in hand. All these other people and some of them that are criticizing us, they don't have anything to show. We do.
Yeah. I've got another question. Vince kind of mentioned earlier about taxes, how it's just difficult for people to get answers. We look for answers, and they're hard to find. So my question is, if everything comes through and law enforcement harasses us in any way, for a lot of us, it's going to be really difficult to know how to stand up for ourselves. And I'm one that's been studying this stuff for quite a while now. And for as long as I've been studying, I actually know very little because there's so much misinformation. So do you have a suggestion of where we could go to actually learn how to stand up for ourselves, like in court or whatnot?
20 seconds.
You will not have to stand up for yourself in court because they cannot interface. Always remember that. You're outside the court system. So you don't even have to worry about the court. Once you have this award, this contract, you know, you've opted in, you do not interface, period.
Well, I guess no. I was thinking, you know, if they do...
Gentlemen, we're out of time. We're out of time. We'll see if we can get Phil Hudock right, man, back in a couple weeks. Thank you very much.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.